A new state law making it illegal for Indiana motorists to send or read text messages is expected to create enforcement challenges for the state's police officers. The law, taking effect Monday, restricts officers from confiscating cell phones to prove whether the driver was actually texting. The law making texting while driving a Class C infraction with a fine of up to $500, but motorists are allowed to use hands-free or voice-operated technology. Many Hoosiers will be headed to the state's parks and recreation areas for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. WFYI's Marianne Holland has this report on how bad weather and invasive species are affecting Indiana's parks.
Ginger Murphy works for the Division of State Parks and Reservoirs at the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. She says throughout the state, campgrounds and parks are looking forward to a big weekend, but turnout is always weather dependent. She says as a result of late spring flooding, camping numbers have been down a bit overall. Murphy adds that there's still some remaining closures because of the high water levels.
All of our facilities are back open except for beaches at a few properties. Monroe, Salamony, Lieber still have beaches underwater, a couple of others as well.
Murphy says overall, people seem to be honoring new firewood restrictions that ban people from bringing firewood from home unless it's been debarked. The move is aimed at stopping the spread of the emerald ash borer that kills some native Indiana trees. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
The National Weather Service confirms a tornado caused damage in southern Indiana over the weekend. The Weather Service says the twister touched down early Sunday near the city of Huntingburg. The tornado had high winds of 95 miles per hour and traveled for about 2 miles. Soon, people parking downtown will not have to worry about having change or even their credit card to pay for parking. All you need is your smartphone under a new plan to pay for parking with an app. The idea is being developed by Park Indy, the group responsible for replacing all of the city's meters. The Indianapolis Star reports that the new app is set to debut this summer. Tough safety standards for cribs take effect today. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
A new generation of cribs designed to be safer will be the only ones approved for sale in stores, online, and even at neighborhood yard sales. Ushering in one of the most significant changes in child safety in decades, the rule taking effect bans the manufacture, sale, and resale of drop-side cribs. Drop-sides have a side rail that can be raised and lowered to allow parents to more easily place or lift a baby, but they've been blamed in the deaths of several dozen children. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Although summer is well underway, some northern Indiana beekeepers say they're still recovering from a long, cold winter that killed as many as half of their bee colonies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says 33% of the nation's honeybee colonies died last winter, and that is bad news for fruit and vegetable growers who rely on bees to pollinate their crops. There's another boost today for the state's logistics sector. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
A Tennessee-based logistics company is adding more than 400 jobs at its Hendricks County operations. Osborne Hesse Logistics, known as OHL, says it plans to expand its distribution centers in Plainfield. The deal means a potential 415 jobs. The state has offered the company up to $2 million in performance-based tax credits. Advion Bioservices will dedicate a new facility at the Purdue Research Park in Indianapolis today. The company will do contract research for Eli Lilly and other firms at the location. Senior Vice President of the company's scientific division, Steve Lowes, says the new structure builds on a solid relationship with Lilly.
So this is a great opportunity now to be in the locale of Eli Lilly and working with a very talented group of scientists there, delivering specialized services to Eli Lilly's needs. That's what we're starting off doing. Really what it takes is the right talented people, the right group of talented people to be able to do this service.
Advion's operation nearly fills the 55,000 square foot incubator with 14 tenant companies, which have a total of about 100 employees. Governor Mitch Daniels is planning to mark the fifth anniversary of the Major Moves Initiative this week, with stops in Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, and Bristol. The governor's office says the effort has helped fund the construction or preservation of more than 200 road and bridge projects in the state. What is being described by Community Health Network as a major shift in the central Indiana healthcare landscape will be announced today. The healthcare provider says final details of a strategic alliance that will help address a family practice physician shortage will be unveiled. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
First person is a new point of view. First person benefit advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Indiana business and government leaders are working to make our state a world-class center for the life sciences. Central to this bold vision is Indiana University. Our expertise in teaching, research, and healthcare will help make a better Indiana.
An Indiana park is gaining more national attention. Here's Inside Indiana business reporter Andy Ober.
Indiana Dunes State Park has been chosen one of the best places in the nation to hike. The honor comes from USA Today, which published a feature about the top scenic hikes in the country. The park's director says the story focused on Trail 9, one of six trails in the park that spans 16 and a half miles. The recognition follows an honor from Parents Magazine earlier this year, describing the Dunes West Beach one of the top beaches in the country. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Pilots working for Indianapolis-based Republic Airways Holdings have voted to join the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Airlines owned by Republic had previously been represented by separate unions. They will now operate under one labor contract. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.